Picks. It's Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. Coming up on the program today, meth makes you cock hungry, plus a commemorative 9/11 coin with a fully posable World Trade Center and a kickstand, woman versus parked car, and the man with the bionic penis had a 10-hour erection malfunction.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
My doctor wants to dilate my asshole to the size of a fucking coconut.
All right, Tim Henson back here with you. Oh, thank God it's September 12th. You made it through that awful day, anniversary of one of the biggest tragedies in the history of the United States. Although I do have a question. What is our emotional response supposed to be to September 11th? Because, and I don't want to sound heartless here, I'm kind of over feeling really bad about it. But I think we're all supposed to pretend it's still hitting us all very hard. Don't get me wrong. I know, like I said, it was a huge tragedy. A great tragedy.
It's a great tragedy.
Thank you. But, I mean, it's been 17 years. Can't we just sort of acknowledge it and move on? Do we have to have these long, drawn-out tributes? Every year, the top headline, A Nation Remembers, The Day That Changed the World Forever. I wish some really old people listened to this program, because I would ask them, Pearl Harbor, when were you like, can we just move on already? Because I'm guessing the same thing happened. Now, I lived through September 11th. I was an adult, technically. I was 21. I was at work when I heard the news, and it was super frightening, and everyone was, sad and infuriated, angry at them damn ragheads. We wanted to get them all, blow them all up, or whatever. Oh, we were on a rampage for a while. We all lost our minds here. It was required you had an American flag sticking up out of your car. Remember those things they would like hook onto your door? There was an American flag shortage right after 9/11. I mean, it's kind of sweet. There was like this swelling of patriotism, but it didn't take long for companies to exploit our weakness for anything 9/11 related. As a matter of fact, I've got a clip here. I don't think we've ever played this on the show. This is a 9/11 commemorative coin, but it's like an action figure almost.
Look closely as this World Trade Center commemorative proof transforms.
All right, so the coin is like a gold coin, not real gold, I'm sure. And then there's like a silver outline of the World Trade Center.
Trade Center commemorative proof transforms into a breathtaking standing sculpture of the Twin Towers.
You can actually pop the World Trade Center out and up. And they're like a little kickstand or something. So now you prop up the silver World Trade Center. And then I guess you can play 9/11 and make the building come crashing back down. Doesn't exactly seem appropriate.
It is entirely clad in 24 karat gold and in 0.999 pure silver, actually recovered from vaults beneath the ashes of Ground Zero.
That's right. We dug through the incinerated remains of the victims, the corpses of 9/11. We scooped out their ashes and we found a vault full of silver. Doesn't that seem a little fishy to you? How did they get the rights to use this silver or gold or whatever was in the vaults, right? Finders keepers? They went treasure hunting through the World Trade Center's rubble?
In 0.999 pure silver, actually recovered from vaults beneath the ashes of Ground Zero. The gleaming Twin Towers actually rise up like hope from the shadow of Ground Zero over the shining city. To mark the fifth anniversary of September 11th, National Collectors Mint has authorized a private non-monetary minting that will never be released for circulation. But it is available now through this special offer for collectors only.
Yeah, serious collectors only. If you're a coin flipper, stay away.
For collectors only, New York City shines in frosted relief against a mirror surface with our promise we will never forget. Then, in a second distinct striking, the stunning skyline of the Twin Towers is inset with jeweler precision, able to rise up into a breathtaking standing sculpture.
Oh, it looks so fucking cheap when you pull out the World Trade Center and prop it up.
On the reverse, the proud eagle proclaims, God bless America, wings spread under the five stars that mark each year since 9/11 to honor all who were lost that fateful day. $5 of every proof order is donated to official 9/11 family charities and memorials.
Well, that's nice. I mean, the coin itself is probably, what, like $100?
This could be the most meaningful collection.
They could have threw a few more dollars to the families of 9/11. After all, you're profiting off of their death. Not to mention the whole, you know, shoveling through their cremated remains to get to that vault.
Ever own. Our fifth anniversary tribute proof is clad in 15 milligrams each of 24 karat gold and 0.999 pure silver. Priceless silver recovered from the heart of Ground Zero. The final edition price was to be set at $49, but during this special release, it can be yours for just $29.95.
Well, this is how you know it's crap.
Each comes with a certificate of authenticity confirming its Ground Zero recovery content. When the shrinking supply of silver...
What entity issues that certificate? You know, as proof.
Supply of silver from Ground Zero is finished. This striking will end forever. So there is a strict limit of 5 per order.
Obviously, the conventional wisdom is that these coins go up in value. However, a quick search on eBay, first of all, shows that there are hundreds of different types of World Trade Center memorial coins. They're all worthless. This particular coin, though, I managed to find one. The 5th anniversary National Collector's Mint World Trade Center coin. It's currently going for $11.99, or make me an offer. The seller is potentially willing to part ways with the coin for substantially less than $11.99. Guys, don't buy As Seen on TV coins. I feel like that's a given, but we have to go over this material for some of you dum-dums. All right, moving on. I know we've got a lot of listeners. This is a very successful podcast. I'm hoping there's at least one member of Congress who listens to the show that can help me introduce a bill. I want it to be legal to run over someone who has physically positioned themselves in front of your car and won't let you move. I've seen so many videos, and most of the time it's women who are doing the blocking. I don't want to sound sexist, but you daffy broads have it in your head that just because you're a woman and we can hear you roar, you think you can stop a fucking 2-ton SUV. I would like it to be legal to prove you ladies wrong. If after, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, you won't get the fuck out of the way, it's a stand your ground situation where I can blow your head off. Or in this case, run over your head, deflate it, under the crushing pressure of my massive tires. I'm acting as if I've been a victim of this. No, like I said, I've just seen videos, and I've got another one here for you. Someone posted this on my Twitter sheet.
Push F on my Twitter sheet.
It's a woman who is really, she's got her arm extended out onto the hood, as if that's gonna, you know, keep, like she's really pushing the car, keeping it from running her over. The guy just doesn't want to run her over. He could do it if he wanted to, right? This is why we need a law. Anyway, so this woman, what's really infuriating is she's on the phone with the police and she's making it seem like she's being run over, right? When really, he's not moving the car at all. She's just being dramatic.
Please, some guy in a car.
And I don't know what's going on. You're in the middle of the road where cars drive.
In a car.
That's why you're in this position.
Guy in a car.
Don't act so confused. Like, I don't understand what's happening. This car, he wants to run me over. And I'm sure he does want to run her over, but he's not going to.
Guy in a car. And now he's videotaping me.
Because this is unlawful.
Ma'am, he's running me over.
No,
he's not moving the car at all. First of all, he's out of his car filming her, so I don't know how he would be able to operate this thing.
Cool.
Ma'am, he's running me over!
No, I'm not.
Ma'am, hurry, please, hurry! Mike!
She's being run over!
Mike!
She's pretty vocal for someone who is, like, under a car at this point. No, she's still... She's standing up. She's got her hand on the hood.
Mike! Yes, please! Hurry, ma'am! I don't know, and he's a lunatic, and he's videotaping me!
Why don't you just get out of the way. That's, if I was the 911 operator, that's what I would say. You're obviously not pinned under the car, crazy.
Ma'am, I don't know, and he's a lunatic, and he's videotaping me.
The 911 operator probably was asking her, like, why are you there? Why don't you get out of the way? I don't know!
Yes!
And then she just, like, steamrolls on with her frantic screeching.
Please! Hurry, ma'am! Ma'am, I don't know!
I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing! I'm batshit crazy bananas!
And he's a lunatic and he's videotaping me! Ma'am, please hurry! Mike! You're in trouble!
How
so? You're going to jail!
How so?
You're hurting me!
How?
You just ran home! Ma'am, please hurry!
That's why he's videotaping you. To prove that he didn't run you over. He's not moving. He's stationary. And unfortunately, that's where the video ends. I could watch an hour of this high-pitched banshee. If you want to see the video, you know what? I'm going to retweet this right now so you guys can watch it. And boom. There. Go on my Twitter sheet. At Distorted View. Now, before we get into the news, I wanted to check in with one of our newer Utards, Devin Sweeney. Don't know if you remember him. I'm guessing as soon as you hear his voice, you will. He's like, what up, bitches? This is Devin. I want to suck some cock. You know that guy. Anyways, I've got some breaking news. As of last month, August 1st, 2018, Devin is clean. Yeah, apparently he was a drug addict. Who would have thought?
Hey, what's good, everyone on YouTube? So this is your boy, Devin.
You can just sort of tell he's kind of calmer, right? A little more subdued.
And I just want to openly admit to everyone on YouTube that I used to be a junkie, heavily, but I've been clean off of meth.
For what? I'm going to say 72 hours. I love drug addicts that are proud that they spent what amounts to a weekend clean. I'm sober now. I haven't done drugs since I went to sleep. Now I'm up, and I'm still drug-free.
Amphetamine.
Oh, what was that? Oh, he's on meth. Yeah, he kind of looked like a meth addict, and he's got meth teeth. Like, they're starting to crack.
I've been clean off of meth.
Like a jack-o'-lantern.
Amphetamine. Heroin.
Oh.
And that's purple and blue down for anyone who don't know what the slang word is for it.
I still don't know the slang words for it. What did you say? Purple and blue?
And morphine. I was injecting that in my neck.
Jeez.
Feet, hands, whole body, until I
gotta say, you know, we played a bunch of his videos in the past, and he's always like, hey, bitches, this is Devin! Like, he's really kind of hyperactive for someone on morphine and heroin. I guess the meth perked him up.
Feet, hands, whole body, until I broke out in knees, and that's not good.
But look like, I don't know, burns or something on his skin, chemical burns.
I've been clean for 1 month.
Oh.
And 1 week. If I can do it, so can you, guys.
That's pretty commendable, right? Over a month sober.
I believe in all the junkies that you can all get clean and well. Please don't give up on your life, because your life is valuable. Look at all the people that die from overdosing. I don't want a friend to die. I had to save my friend Bingo when he collapsed on...
If you've got a friend named Bingo, chances are you are a drug addict.
Meth. And he took some meds and I had to splash his face with water and slap him a whole bunch of times. And I was so looking at his dick. He was so cute.
Oh my God. You're losing us here. You were doing so well. You know, like we were feeling sympathetic towards you. And then you start talking about how someone you... knew was overdosing, and come to find out you were just staring at his cock the whole time as he was foaming at the mouth, going into seizures. You're like, I gotta suck that thing.
Face of water and slap him a whole bunch of times, and I was so looking at his dick. He was so cute, by the way. But he woke up because I made him wake up. I had to, and I ran barefoot in just my shorts at friggin' 2 in the morning, got the cops and ambulance came to help him. They said we're not in any trouble. Also, we hit the paraphernalia too. And then I did a fat papa in the bathroom. I did like five. The cop, the cute guy cop, kept asking me if I'm okay. I'm just like, yeah, I wouldn't mind sucking your dick. Because meth makes you really horny. It makes you want sex all night. That's why I stopped the drugs.
Oh, okay. All right. The less you say, the better. The good news is he's off drugs. Well, until 18 days later when he posted this.
Ow, my hair's knotted. Hi, Tofa. I know I look like
Notice how peppy he sounds. A lot different from the last video. That's your first clue. Something is awry.
Ow, my hair's knotted. Hi, Tofa. I know I look like shit right now. Because I hadn't slept in 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I feel okay. I feel like I can keep going. Don't worry, Tofa, baby. I'm going to the light. I want you to be my boyfriend, Tofa. You're hot as fuck. And I hope I'm sexy for you, bitch. I dyed my hair for you. And I'm losing weight. I'm not eating. I'm only eating once a day so I can get skinny. Because Tofa Harrison do not want a fat bitch like me. He wants a skinny, badass, motherfucking bitch like me.
Yeah, so he gained a bunch of weight when he stopped doing drugs. And now he wants to lose weight.
So I'm going to give him that. Hi, Tofa. So I'm by a school right now.
And he's all like, his face is wet. I don't know what the hell's going on, if he's sweating or if his nose is running.
And I want to break in. I want to break the window with a brick. God. Oh, my God. I see a butterfly.
Dude. Yeah, he's all over the place. First of all, it's the middle of the night. That's not a butterfly. That's a moth, you messed up retard. I mean, he really is all over the place. I feel great. I've been up for 2 days. I feel like I can keep going. Oh, my God, there's a school here. I want to throw a brick through the window. There's a butterfly. Oh, my God. Does anyone need open heart surgery performed? I feel like I can do it. Why is the grass so green? Did the sun die? Why is it black? Ah! All right, let's continue on here.
You see the butterfly, Tofa? I see the butterfly.
Tofa, I think what's happening here is this was a short live stream, and Tofa was like the one person who was viewing this video. A stranger. He just happened to be named Topher.
I want to break the window with a brick. Oh my God, I see a butterfly.
A butterfly? Dude. Are you my friend, butterfly?
I see the butterfly, Topher? I see the butterfly. It makes me think of your cock in my mouth. I want your dick, daddy. Oh, daddy, fuck my ass. Oh, daddy, I'm being raped. Daddy, help, I'm being kidnapped. Rape my butthole, bitch. La 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 la. I'm so high, I'm drunk as fuck. I drank so much whiskey.
Today's episode title now makes sense. Rape my butthole, bitch. I don't know if I can put that.
I want to meet Justin Trudeau. I want to take a selfie or two or 10 or 9.
I know why you want to meet Justin Trudeau. I want to suck his dick. I want him to rape me. Rape me, daddy.
I don't give a fuck.
Daddy,
oh my God, look at this bush. I can probably beat my meat by the bush. I want to jerk off to Tofa in public.
Remember when he was sober a video ago and he was like, yeah, crystal meth makes me super horny. I'm so glad I'm not on it anymore. And now he's like, I want to beat my meat behind the bush. And I want Justin Trudeau to fuck me. And I want Tofa to rape me. Up my butthole.
Beat my meat by the bush. I want to jerk off to Tofa in public. I like jacking off in public. It's hot. Oh, look at that pretty apple tree. Look at that pretty apple tree, Tofa. Can you fuck me by the tree and fuck my ass so hard that you rip me a new ass and slap me and say, you bad boy, I'm your daddy and I'm gonna punish you? Can you say that, Tofa? Cause that would turn me on. It makes me so fucking horny. I'm a rabbit.
He's eating like a leaf now.
So right now, I'm just looking hot.
Oh, is that what that is?
Walking by a school. I dyed my hair blonde for you, Tofa, because I hope you like blue eyes and blonde hair, sucking your cock at night and sucking your balls.
You my little Nazi, aren't you?
This video is 2 minutes. Yeah. Wow. So I'm walking, and I hope I get I'm a prostitute, so I'm trying to sell myself so I can make $100 so I can get some shit that I want.
Like what?
Because I'm money.
Purple, blue.
Hungry, and I'm dick hungry. I want cock in my mouth and up my ass. So if a sexy guy come by and be like, yo, bro, you want to come in my house and fool around? I'd be like, yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah, will you suck my cock for free? Yeah, because the first time, I sucked dick for free, and then the second time I paid, I get them to pay me unless you're really cute.
Oh, you're like a, yeah, you're like a drug dealer. The first hit is free.
And unless you're the
first dick is free.
Type of guy that do not let me suck your dick because you're straight or bi, and you just don't think I'm cute enough. But if a guy let me suck his cock, a straight guy tonight, I would do it. I would be his bitch. Because if you let me suck your cock tonight, I'd be your bitch for life. Hell yeah. I'm horny. My dick's really hard right now in my pants. My dick's moving around my pants just thinking about sucking
cock. I can't stop this video. I have to keep watching.
Like, you don't understand how dick hungry I am, Topher.
Oh, we all get it. We all get it. What's funny is, like, he's got this, you know, his phone super close to his face, and his mouth is all juicy, and he's drooling, and there's a lot of saliva, and his face is shiny and wet.
I hadn't had dick in forever. Since,
You look like you're a little rabid for dick.
Since when? Since, 2017, December.
Oh, wow.
Last
yeah.
year.
You are dick hungry.
I'm really cock hungry. Cock. No, I'm lying. I had dick in April of 2018. Oh. I suck Evan's cock. He has a big white dick. He's so hot, and I always wanted to suck his wang wang.
Good
and
job,
I finally
Evan.
Got to, and I lick his ass out, and fuck, he coming all over my face.
Okay, thank you. I think that's enough of Devin. We all got a good overview of what Devin's deal is here. If you want to see Devin, I've made him today's featured image over there at distortedview.com and superfreaksideshow.com. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Of the Distorted View Sideshow, shame on you, first of all. Second of all, let's rectify that situation. Surf on over to superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up for a monthly, quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or even a lifetime membership. Starts at $6.99 a month, but you can get that price down. Right? It's even less when you opt for a quarterly or semi-annual or whatever. When you sign up, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week, we do bonus shows just for paying members. Tuesday's show, that would be yesterday. Yesterday was a Sideshow exclusive program. Very fun show. Tomorrow, I've got another Sideshow exclusive program. Also, videos start this week. I think the first one should be posted tomorrow, and then we'll have a video posted on Friday and probably this weekend as well for Sideshow members. Check it out, superfreaksideshow.com. Speaking of videos, one of the perks of being patrons, sometimes I'll do Patreon exclusive videos. You can pledge a few dollars, as little as a dollar a month. You sign up, you get access to a special voicemail line. I'll play your calls first. Just another way to support the show. Patreon.com/distortedview. Okay, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, you know how Devin was just talking about how his friend OD'd and, you know, Devin was trying to help his friend by slapping him, trying to wake him up. Even though Devin's eyes were wandering down to his friend's cock and ball region because his friend was so cute. Well, at least he was trying to revive his friend. An Indiana sheriff says it doesn't appear any laws were broken when two men took a video of themselves playing with the limp body of another man who died of an apparent drug overdose and then posted it on social media. It's this generation's Weekend at Bernie's. Porter County Coroner Chuck Harris said the video, which included manipulating the man's mouth like he was singing a song and lifting his arms like he was a puppet, showed a, quote, blatant disregard for human life. But still, it wasn't illegal. Porter County Sheriff Dave Reynolds said Monday that his office concluded no law was actually broken and that the men told him they were horse playing. Horse play, more like corpse playing, am I right? I don't know why you guys listen to this nonsense. We're really comfortable to say there was no foul play whatsoever, Reynolds said. Harris said that the man in the video was Kyle Kirby, 21, who was pronounced dead Sunday. Harris suspects the death was a drug overdose, but won't know until a toxicology report comes in 2 weeks. Harris said he couldn't determine whether Kirby was alive when he was filmed slumped over as one man tied cords to his wrists. You know, like a puppet. Another man, marionette. Another man in the video slaps the apparently unconscious man, shakes his head, and pumps his chest in a CPR-like motion before manipulating his mouth and singing a song. Apparently he got bored reviving his friend. This isn't fun! Let's have him lip sync to It's Raining Men. Film him. Make him look gay. I'm kind of pissed I don't have access to this video. The video was provided to a newspaper by Heather Anderson, who was Facebook friends with the man, she said, posted it on Sunday morning with the caption, "One of my close friends passed away this morning. Please stop doing drugs. Hashtag fentanyl." Why are you tagging fentanyl like that? You think drug addicts are actually searching for fentanyl on Facebook? Maybe on Facebook Marketplace to buy it. But, you know, it's not a hobby like coin collecting is a hobby. Do crack addicts want to watch videos of other people doing crack? I don't think so. They want that crack all to themselves. Anderson said she commented on the video asking if Kirby was okay. No, he dead. Hashtag dead. And that she would alert authorities. The man who posted the video messaged back asking her not to alert authorities and alleging Kirby was home and alive and A-okay. The man asserted the video was supposed to be a wake-up call to his friend about his drug use. Reynolds said his office responded to a call at Kirby's South Haven residence later that afternoon after a parent found him in bed, covered in vomit, and not breathing. Paramedics administered an opioid overdose reversal drug, but didn't know what he used other than alcohol. Reynolds suspect Kirby took a pill that night, but died from choking on his vomit. A family member said she suspects Kirby was given fentanyl-laced Xanax, and that the men in the video should have called for emergency help. She said the video was degrading and that Kirby was a funny, outgoing man. Well, maybe this is how he wanted to go out then. As a puppet, lip-syncing. Making people laugh. All right, second story we have for you today. We've talked about the man with the bionic penis. This guy, I think, was born without a dick. And thanks to science and technology, he's now got a functioning robotic dong. Well, there have been complications, I think. Englishman Andrew Wardy, 45, is finally celebrating following a procedure that gave him a bionic penis. Wardle was born without a cock, a 1 in 20 million birth abnormality. Doctors created the bionic penis using skin from Wardle's arm and nerves from his legs before attaching it during a 10-hour procedure. So we got the dick. Great news, right? Well, there was an undesirable side effect. Wardle suffered through a painful 10-day erection following the surgery. Worst of all, he couldn't do anything about it. He was not allowed to have sex for 6 weeks. Apparently, though, the wait was worth it. The pain was worth it. Well, yeah, you got yourself a nice dick. And I bet you they gave him a girthy, big, long dong, too, right? Yes, it proved worthwhile when he finally had sex with Fedra, 28, who called the experience amazing. Andrew, who uses a button in his groin to inflate the organ with saline fluid via a valve in his scrotum, one of the most romantic lines I've ever read in a news story, told the Sun newspaper he was chuffed, I don't know what that means, with his ridiculously big new penis. Describing his long-awaited debut sex session, he said, "Fedra had booked a romantic trip to Amsterdam for my birthday, but I felt that would have been too much pressure. I had to test out the function every morning and night and leave it erect for 20 minutes. So one morning, 2 days before we went away, it just happened. It was nice and natural, and that's how I wanted it to be. After what Fedra and I have been through, it's the cherry on the cake. The cock cake. Not only can Andrew now experience pleasurable feelings, but the organ is plumbed into his testicles, raising the possibility of children." Really? He added, "We would like to have kids, 2 ideally, although there's no rush. I was asked a while ago if I wanted to have my fertility tested, and I refused at the time." Yeah, like that would be really sad if you found out like you couldn't have kids, like something's wrong with your sperm. On top of this all, you finally got a working dick and now, you know, your sperm's all fucked up. "I thought that would be too much pressure on top of everything else with the surgery. If we can't have kids naturally, we will adopt." Yeah, just be happy. You know, you got a semi-functioning dick. You can feel pleasure. That's the important thing, right? Fedra from Budapest, Hungary, couldn't stop smiling. "Yeah, well, you got deep dick, finally." As she and Andrew spoke out for the first time since their very first romp, she said, "It was a celebration of our love. His penis looks normal. It's just operated a little bit differently. When you say Andrew lost his virginity, that's not really the case because you think of someone who doesn't know what they're doing. And Andrew, he knew what he was doing. Fedra, who works in luxury fashion, added, "It's fantastic! No need to worry about Viagra or getting old. He can do it when he's drunk, too." Sex isn't the only way to have pleasure. We'd done everything else we were able to. Yeah, he ate you out. I bet you that. I bet you his tongue is raw from eating you out, right? There was always a point where we had to stop. Now we have that freedom to carry on. It's taken our relationship to a different level. Andrew was so ill when he was born with a condition called bladder extrophy that doctors at Stockport Stepping Hills Hospital thought he was going to die. Hong Kong surgeons were flown in to put his bladder back in his body. But he has since endured more than 100 operations on it and his kidneys. You know, it goes from bad to worse. This story is just awful. He doesn't have a dick. His bladder was, I don't know, on the outside of his body. I mean, they had to stuff it back in. He had to go through 100 operations. Then his parents were like, "I can't deal with a broken child like this. I want a normal kid. We'll just fucking create a new one." So they put this baby up for adoption. That's right. Cockless, and his parents didn't love him. Even as a young child in the Wortle family, Andrew would compare his body to that of his adopted older brother. He said, "I prayed every night that I'd wake up with a penis like his in my mouth." No, I added that last part because I'm always going gay. All right, so Andrew recalled how he first learned a solution may be available. He said, "I had no idea it was possible until I was in my late 30s. I'd gone in to sort my bladder out." What a way of putting that. "And my consultant urologist, Mr. Wood," are you shitting me? Your urologist is named Mr. Wood? "Introduced me to Mr. Ralph," his penis, no, "who said he could make a penis." So, all right, there you go. The story has a happy ending. Get it? Happy ending. Oh, I got to stop with those unfunny, awful jokes. I mean, I don't know why I would. I've been at it since December 2004. Why stop now? All right, final story we have for you today, from bionic penises to vaginal eggs. Oh, of course, I'm talking about Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop. Remember she was selling those jade eggs that go up your twat? I'm not sure why, what they were supposed to do. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle company Goop agreed to a $145,000 settlement, which doesn't seem like a lot, really, after being accused of making unfounded claims about products designed to aid women's sexual and emotional health. A lawsuit filed by prosecutors from 10 California counties said the company did not have scientific backing for health claims it made for three products sold online: two vaginal eggs and a mix of essential oils. It sounds like a recipe, doesn't it? Are you making a cake? I would not want to taste that thing. Orange County District Attorney Tony Rakakakis or something said Goop is guilty of false advertising. "People have been selling snake oil for a long time. This is just another type of snake oil." A task force settlement announced Wednesday focused on three products sold by Goop. The jade and rose quartz vaginal eggs were promoted as a way to balance hormones, regulate menstrual cycles, and increase bladder control. Well, I need one of those. I've been pissing nonstop for the last couple days. I don't know where I would stick that thing. I guess up my ass. The mix of essential oils were advertised as a way to help prevent depression. Until you look at your bank account and realize you spent $500 on, like, fish oil or something. Prosecutors allege the descriptions were not supported by competent and reliable scientific evidence. Gwyneth Paltrow is not a doctor? She seems so smart. Paltrow launched Goop 10 years ago, and the company said 3 million people visit the site every month. In agreeing to the settlement, Goop called the dispute an honest disagreement. It said it provided a forum for users to present their views on the products. But the law, though, sometimes views statements like this as advertising claims, which are subject to various legal requirements, the company said. We appreciate the task force's guidance. That being said, you can still purchase the pussy eggs. The descriptions have been altered, though. As part of the settlement, Goop also said it will offer refunds to customers who request them. So there you go. If you've got a jade egg stored in your snatch, you might want to squeeze that motherfucker out and request a refund ASAP. I'm guessing you'll get to keep the jade egg. I don't think they're going to want it returned after it's been up inside your pussy hole. So that's kind of a bonus. You got yourself a free jade egg. Thanks, Goop. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, I know a lot of you guys want me to get a post office box. I am going to try to do that tomorrow. Tomorrow's my day where I get to run errands in the morning, lucky me. And I'm going to stop at the post office box. And as long as they don't need something screwy from me, as long as they don't throw me for a curve, I will have that for you tomorrow. And I'll announce it on the Sideshow exclusive program. Oh, what a bonus for my paying listeners. You get to send me mail. Just so happens tomorrow is the Sideshow exclusive program. All right, so we've got a few voicemails here. First up, a patron.
What's up, big man?
All right, let me just tell you something. This blew my motherfucking mind yesterday. So a month or so ago, I don't know if it was a Sideshow exclusive program where we initially played her, but it was a fantastic voicemail. Now, yesterday, I get another call from her, and come to find out, well, I'm sure you'll hear it in a second.
What's up, big man. I'm so glad all you freaks enjoyed my call. I'm gonna do it again sometime.
And people say that I cannot do voices.
Yes, that was Vladimir fucking Putin. An amazing female voice he has on him. I guess that's something to be proud of. So yeah, I actually played this call yesterday, but I wanted to share it with everyone because, like I said, it blew my mind.
Totally better than my female voice. Oh my god. Hey, baby.
Maybe it's because he's on the telephone and that's sort of like masking, you know, it's shittier quality, I guess, maybe. And it just sounds more like a woman.
Good day, Tim. Smizzy calling in from Mountaintop, Pennsylvania. Proud Sideshow freak.
Good boy.
I just listened to the 8/11 episode and heard one of the best things ever on Distorted View.
Oh, the
hopefully
man.
I'm
yeah.
just telling you about. Something that a number of other patrons and other callers will have told you before this, but that voicemail from that lady on the party line was the best voicemail.
Someone said that the other person on the party line, like the guy, was another listener, and it was just a bit.
Left,
I don't know if that's true. I got to go back and listen to that.
Distorted View. Kudos to her. Kudos to you for playing all of it through. How could you not? I sat out.
Did her voice make you hot? If so, you're a homo.
My car listening to it when I got home from work, and usually I'm like, I'll catch the rest tomorrow. I couldn't do it. I had to listen to all of it. Great references with the Incognito and Decoy Jew. The countdown, are you kidding me? Making him say he's going to suck your fucking dick. Oh my God. That was just gold. Whoever that was, she is my new Distorted View hero. Sorry, Spider-Man Bucker, but she wins for that.
Maybe Vladimir Putin should just get rid of that whole Russian bit that he's doing.
Creativity needed.
Just stay a woman.
Just impeccable. And she played the role. So just wanted to say.
Well, it was from the 8/11 show, right? Was that a Sideshow? That must have been a Sideshow exclusive one. No, I guess it wasn't. 8/11 was not Sideshow, was it?
Distorted View Daily.
I didn't mark it as Sideshow, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a Sideshow. We'll play that voicemail, that part, at the end of the program today so you can hear what everyone is talking about. All right, let's do one more voicemail here.
Hi, welcome to Burger King. My name is Soda. How can I help you today? What's that? You want the Fortnite burger? Okay, sir.
And then there is that bit that didn't really land. Let's do another voicemail. That was supposed to be.
Hey, Timmy. You've been making me laugh. Years, let me just say 10 years. I was going to say this a while ago, and I left the next recently, but I'll just say it again. I want to say this was a great fuck-up, and it made me laugh, because you always did it right, and here's when it goes on. Today is...
What?
August.
I think he's complimenting me, but I can't tell, because he's got a shitty connection.
It's May 16th in the U.S., I'm in Japan, but this is a... Sideshow member for the past 10 years, like I said,
The
Freak, Cheesecake Muncher, and in the famous words of Timmy, this is Super Freak Sideshow, motherfucking drunk ass member, saying sign off.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, God. Boy. And what you said at the end of it was, as in, oh, God, like.
And then the call ends. I don't know what that was supposed to be. I am so sorry, freaks. I don't think. Do you guys listen to the voicemail segment? They're very hit or miss. All right. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. I need to change my policy of playing every single call. All right. Yes, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. Show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail for you. 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it?
Okay. I fucked my ass so hard that you whipped me a new ass.
Distortion STD. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. I will be back tomorrow if and only if you're Sideshow members. Otherwise, I'll see you back on Friday to end the week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
When done, hit the pound sign. That's the pound sign. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, no. Hello.
What's up, big man?
Oh, I'm doing great.
I'm on the line. I'm on the line with Tim Henson.
Oh, this is not a bad bit. So this girl called into one of those sex party lines, found a guy, and then called into the voicemail line while she was talking to him.
I'm on the line with Tim Henson. Say Tim Henson.
Yeah?
Three-way, baby.
Distorted View.
You're on the line with Tim Henson?
That's right. Say, listen to Distorted View.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Say it.
Listen to the Sorted Deal.
Now jerk your cock. You gonna pump your cock to me?
Yeah, I'll pump my cock, baby. I'll do whatever
pump
you tell me to do.
Pump it right now.
Guys are so fucking dumb. Why in the world is he continuing on with this after hearing that first part? Hey, I'm on with Tim. You're on a radio show named Distorted View. He was a little concerned, but then the second she was like, hey, jerk your cock for me. Oh, okay, okay, yeah. Good idea. She just told you you were basically on a radio show. Your voice is being recorded.
You gonna pump your cock to me?
Yeah, pump my cock, baby. I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
Pump it right now.
I'm pumping it.
You gonna be my little bitch? You gonna be my little bitch?
I am. I'm your bitch. I'll do whatever you tell me to do.
That's right. You my faggot? You my bitch?
Oh.
Pump it.
Can I be your
cock?
Can I be your faggot bitch?
That's fucking right. You hear that, Tim? Fuck you. Pump your cock. I want you fucking come.
All of you lady freaks need to take a lesson from this woman. She is doing some amazing work.
Fucking calm. Joke it.
Oh, you want to hear me? Do you want to hear me suck some dick?
Suck some
what?
Cock. Say you want to suck Tim. Tell Tim you want to suck his cock. Say Tim has
Tim,
I want to suck your cock.
Big Tim, I want to suck your cock.
That's fucking right. Everyone fucking hear that. Fuck yeah.
I want you to fuck me in the ass too.
They're all fucking listening to you right now. You fuck. Now pump it. Stroke your cock. Stroke your cock while you suck all those.
Well, maybe he's okay with being heard. You know what I mean? He sounds like one of those like humiliation faggots.
Stroke your cock while you suck all those sticks. You fucking faggot. Pump it right now.
I want to be a cum dumpster.
You're gonna be a fucking cum dumpster for all of them. Those freaks out there fucking listening to you. Jerk your cock. Pump it now.
How many dicks do I get to suck tonight?
You're going to fucking suck a big incognito dick. Got that. You're going to fucking suck on scumhook cock. You're going to fucking suck that decoy juice. Fucking gloy fucking Jewish cock.
Let's get spiral ham fucker in there, please.
Fuck yeah. You're gonna
fucking take it up
suck.
The ass too.
That's right, Lord Zeus is gonna fuck you up the ass while you suck on Tim's cock. We're gonna make a fucking sandwich out of you, you fucking bitch. Now pump
it. I'm a whore.
You're a
I'm a little man whore.
You're a little fucking man whore. Now pump that cock.
I love cum.
That's right. Fucking faggot. Pump your fucking cock. Pump your fucking cock. I don't fucking have all day. It's a stroke.
It's
a fucking stroke. Fucking sneeze now. You have
I just
fucking,
sucked my neighbor's dick.
You have 10 fucking seconds. Do you hear me? You have 10 fucking seconds.
10 seconds?
9.
Oh, God, I want to be... Oh, baby. I want cock all night.
7. 6.
God.
She's even working a countdown into this. Fantastic.
God. Fill my ass with your cum.
Three,
spray your cum all over my face.
2.
Oh, baby,
one.
I love you.
Oh,
I love it.
Coming all over you. Wouldn't come all over you. You fuck.
How is she spraying cum all over? What is she supposed to be?
You fuck. Yeah. Haley's comet's pumping its cum all over you. You fucking love it. You fucking love
I'm
it.
Sucking dick, aren't I?
You're sucking dick. You're fucking sucking dick. You're the
Tim,
fucking
I'm
dick.
Sucking your dick.
You're
Who
the
else
fucking
is there? Tell me.
They're all listening to you. There's a
is
fucking
John there.
There's 1,000 people fucking listening to you right
There's
now.
There's no John.
Oh, really?
You fucking goddamn right. So do it
I want a big,
right now.
Giant cock in my ass.
Mm-hmm. You've had enough time.
I want
Love
10
you,
inches in my dick.
God, what an amazing piece of work!